Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord you're able to join me today as we continue on in a message that I began yesterday, which I've entitled Choosing God's Covenant Promises. And I want to share something that's extremely important, which Paul was declaring to the Galatian church. I opened with the scripture found in Galatians 4, 28 through 31, where Paul is basically saying, I won't read it again, but he says, in referencing Abraham and Sarah, they had a son, or actually Abraham had a son through Sarah's handmaiden, Hagar, and they named him Ishmael. And the Lord spoke to Abraham, and he said, cast out the bondwoman and her son, that the son of the promise would not be, the son of the bondwoman would not be heir with the son of the free woman. In other words, God honored Sarah's response because there was trouble from the very beginning. But when little Isaac was being weaned and there was a celebration, she saw them mocking Ishmael, and she went to Abraham, and he prayed about it, and it was very hard for him. But the Lord basically said, do what Sarah, what she is asking. And so, beloved, this illustrates a very important principle, and we all can be guilty of it. That's why it's so important to wait upon the Lord and be very clear, and to, having done all, we need to stand, and we need to walk in faith. We cannot doubt the Lord. And what we see in this union was a process of trying to see God's promises fulfilled in their lives, but it was part the purpose of God and part the plans of man. Ishmael was not a child of faith. He was a child of reason. He wasn't the child of promise that the Lord was speaking to Abraham of. He said, no, no, Abraham. He said, this will come out of your own loins. It will be between the union of you and your wife. And what do we see? That Ishmael was really a child of man's endeavor. His birth was an attempt to fulfill the promise by the intermingling of human reasoning with the pure purposes and promise of God. And this brought about an adulteration which robbed God of His glory in man's self-attempt to please God according to his own ways and purposes. And how often have we perhaps experienced that in our lives or seen that in the lives of ministries? They follow after programs and recommendations, things that worked maybe 10 years ago to build a church, to increase membership, to bring in finances, marketing techniques. They attempt to build the house in ways that appeal to man's reason. But beloved, what does the scripture tell us? Except the Lord built the house, they that labor, labor in vain. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. And so, beloved, we have to be willing to allow God to do things the way He wants to. And many times, in fact, most of the time, His timetable, His time schedule is not according to ours. We want it yesterday. Ishmael was not accounted to Abraham for righteousness. Think about that. Abraham simply was not believing God. He was believing in himself. He thought Sarah's suggestion was doing the right thing, the logical thing, the sensible thing. He put his own judgment in the scales against the promise of God, and his own judgment prevailed. I know this might be getting close to home for a lot of us, but we have to really examine our lives, our motivation, think about the things God has promised in His Word, and are we truly waiting on God to allow Him to do the work in us and in our circumstances that He can receive glory? Or are we just rolling up our arms and somehow rolling up our sleeves, on our arms and attempting to make it happen? When Abraham produced Isaac, on the other hand, he no longer believed in himself. He didn't believe in his reason. He didn't lean to his own understanding, but he believed God. And the scriptures tell us it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Why didn't he believe in himself? Well, at this point, when the Lord told him that he was 99 years old, at this point they were well past the age of childbearing. In fact, it was physically impossible. God waited till it was naturally an impossibility to show Abraham and Sarah and to show us that God is not limited by circumstances, by our time frame, by natural probabilities, by natural events, by even scientifically, naturally, it was not possible for them to have a child. Nonetheless, they did. I remember I heard a testimony years ago. There was a young couple, and he had, I'm not certain what kind of cancer it was, but they did. He went through all the whole protocol, medical protocol, and they said, well, we need to do this, but you won't be able to have children. You'll be sterile. However, it didn't matter what the doctors said. Sometime after, when he was fully recovered and fully restored and leading a happy, productive life, they did have a child, and they named it Faith. So, you see, God will do what He wants to do. Hallelujah. We see glorious truths presented here by the Apostle Paul. Think about this. Beloved brother and sister, the only way you can really have God's best is to cast out the Ishmaels out of your life, those things that are part of the old nature. Think about that. God promised Sarah and Abraham a son. They tried to get ahead of God. They did it their way, but that was not the way that God was going to honor. There can be no intermingling of part the Lord and part our good intentions. What was the word of the Lord? It said, cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. Beloved, our old life is not sufficient. The old methods won't do. We can't drag into our lives that we occupy as new creation creatures, as children of the new covenant, with the old systems of man-made ideas, the modus operandi, if you will, the tools of our workmanship we've utilized in the past on the basis that they seem good to do so. And of course, to the human mind, they sound reasonable, and so we use them. But none of us can ever begin to know the beauty of the judgment of the Lord until we are first willing to lay our own judgment, our own agenda, in entire surrender at His feet. God may have, you just know in your heart, God has made you some promises, but beloved, you can't make it happen. And some of you are so distressed right now. Some of you have just feel like you're just giving up hope. You've lost faith. You're never going to see those things that God has promised you. The enemy's trying to bring doubt and discouragement and cynicism and pessimism and depression. But right now, if you're willing, let's pray together. Father, I sense there are many that have wanted so desperately to see your blessings and your promises fulfilled in their lives. But it seems time has passed. Things haven't gotten any better. Oh, yes, you've blessed, but it seems like they're just maintaining, they're treading water. They're not going forward any. And Father, I rebuke the lies of the enemy, and I come against those lying spirits. And Father, I praise you that you will do this for us, these mysteries that Paul was talking about. Father, that we will be willing to cast aside our own logical, reasonable, rational ways of working out problems and allow you to have your way, to allow you to create the solution, to allow you to change the circumstances, to allow you to move in those relationships. Lord, those things that are so burning the hearts of your people right now, I speak your intervention. But Lord, also, we release our Ishmaels. We release the things of the past. We release every relationship that is not honoring you, that is not God ordained. And Father, we do decree right now, we are willing, we cut off everything of the past that would hold us back. In the name of Jesus, Father, I praise you and I thank you for it. I'd like to share a couple of verses from Proverbs, the third chapter. I trust it's familiar, but what is Solomon telling us here? Trust in the Lord, or perhaps this was David writing to Solomon, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. It gets worse. He goes on to say, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, God has so much for his people. He has so much for you. And the devil is working overtime, it seems, in the lives of so many precious saints of God, bringing all he can in the way of discouragement, in the ways of trials and battles. Believe me, my heart just aches. I go through battles. Sometimes I feel spiritually like, what is going on? I feel as anointed as a gopher. But nonetheless, I know that's a lie, because the anointing we've received remains with us. He doesn't take it away. And so, beloved, whatever it is you're facing today, I just want to encourage you in your faith. I want to pray for you. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Beloved, there is a stirring I feel in the Spirit. There is an empowering, a refreshing, a releasing of his anointing that he wants to impart to you. And I just ask that you will rise to his call. Hear him speaking to your spirit. And if you need that, the power of agreeing prayer, then I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I thank you so much for praying for me, for the Unveil Christ Ministries. And I just want you to know I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.